International condemnation of the terror attacks has been pouring in. In Australia, the country's acting foreign minister described the attacks as indiscriminate and cowardly. In Tokyo, the government expressed its anger at the death of a Japanese citizen and stressed the view that there can never be any justification for any act of terrorism. In the U.S., President Bush offered his condolences to the Indian people. President-elect Obama strongly condemned the attacks, and he said, "We stand with the people of India." And in Pakistan, a government statement strongly condemned the violence and expressed deep sorrow over the loss of life. Here in Britain, Prime Minister Gordon Brown spoke for many.
I think I speak for the whole world, shocked and outraged at the tragic destruction of innocent lives. And I've already sent my sympathy and support to Prime Minister Singh of India, and to say that we will do everything we can to help the Indian government.
As is the case with other countries, Mr. Brown says giving assistance to its nationals caught up in the tragedy is objective number one.
Our first duty is towards British citizens who are caught up in this terror in Mumbai. The High Commissioner has come from Delhi to visit all those who are injured in hospitals. He's visiting them now. It's too early to give any numbers for the numbers of people who are injured. Our second responsibility is obviously to root out terrorism, to help the Indian government with their action. And that's why, at the same time as giving support to the Indian Prime Minister, we're sending police emergency teams that are well-versed in dealing with terrorism.
David Cameron, the leader of Britain's main opposition party, says Britain is united with the people of India.
Well, these are absolutely horrific attacks, and the pictures on our television screens are dreadful. And our sympathy must be with the victims, yes, of course, but also our support for the Indian government at this time. And we must stand together with them, absolutely steadfast, saying these terrorists will never win.
Cameron says this attack will only serve to strengthen British-Indian ties. England's national cricket team is currently touring India. Security arrangements are currently being reviewed, and that could impact upon further matches that are scheduled for next month. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.